This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hey guys, Grant Thompson here with the Best of North Sound 1 podcast, looking back at the last 7 days of North Sound 1, looking at this week, old age, and how you can help prevent it and live long. Also this week, looking at gadgets that probably shouldn't have been invented. And I'm going to be speaking to new girl band RD about their new single, Got Me Burning. That's all coming up on the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. But let's begin with Greg Z at breakfast talking about a pet hate of mine, bad drivers and bad driving habits. Here's what happens.
That's the way. So most people, I think, and I'm one of these, I generally sort of laugh off people who are quite aggressive.
Yeah, me tailgate. Too.
Yeah.
I like that. I get a buzz from just not letting them bother me.
Oh, especially if it's on the if you're on the dual carriageway, and you're overtaking somebody who's going at 50, and you're doing the speed limit, but somebody's right up behind you.
Yeah, yeah.
I quite happily sit in that lane for an extra, 20 seconds extra? Just to wind them up a little bit. Make it worse. I probably shouldn't. I'm encouraging it, really, am I? But this is great. Some of the stories about people who have done things when they've been a victim to this stuff, right? One admitted driving to a nearby army barracks and asking soldiers to intervene in an incident. What's going on? You imagine pulling into the Gordon barracks.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Another woke his sleeping dog to scare off an angry driver. Always take a dog with you in the car. Good advice in case you come across an umpty. There's a whole lot of these that we've all come across. Do you shout and swear back at them at all?
No.
The closest I came to having any kind of road rage myself was when was taking the missus out on the Lerner car.
Yeah, that was just recently, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and I turned around and I told them, 2 minutes! 2 minutes! That was about as aggressive as I get. I kept myself awake all night after that.
I feel bad.
Yeah, I felt really bad. So have you experienced anything really awful on the roads northeast Scotland? On the text, for like my pet hate, people who don't indicate, and those who don't, those who drive with their fog lights still on, says Keith.
I've got a bit of a confession, because I didn't realise, this is when I first passed my driving test, I didn't realise you're not supposed to drive with your front fog lights on, unless it's foggy. I just thought mine looked really cool. I liked them. And I was behind a police car. And you know they can sort of flag things up in the back? You can, they can give you messages.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like pitch black, and they were saying, lights off. And I thought, I know you're the police, but I am not putting my lights off. It is pitch black. But obviously they meant the front fog lights. But I was driving behind them for about a good mile, thinking, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not putting my lights off. And I thought, maybe they mean the front fog lights. Turn them off, and then they thanked me with their little lights on top of the car, and then drove away.
Oh my goodness.
Didn't realise.
Oh my god, as about 20 cars have collided and crashed and gone the opposite direction. I'm blind, I can't see.
My pet hate is tailgating, just cannot stand it. Bad driving from Greg Z at breakfast at North Sound 1. This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. You can listen again online at northsound1.com/listen again. Coming up, you can hear what happened when I chatted to the new girl band RD, who are the next N-dubs, I'd say, in my opinion. That's coming up. And right now, though, I don't know if you caught that Stephen Fry show during the week when he was talking about the best gadgets ever invented. Andy and Craig on the big drive home were talking about that. Well, not the best invented, possibly the worst ever gadgets invented. Here's what happened.
And last night I meant to watch one particular programme, Craig, which we spoke about off air, forgot about that and ended up watching Stephen Fry's 100 Top 10 Gadgets.
Yeah, and I managed to catch that as well.
I meant to watch The Ladyboys, but
right,
I missed
so
that.
Nothing to do with Stephen Fry.
No. And if you missed it, the gadgets weren't what you would think, because included in there were things like, well, at number one, for instance, was a cigarette lighter.
Yeah, that's him being smart.
I think so, yeah.
Shock.
So there was everything in there. There was the iron and all these things. So really,
Hoovers as well, yeah.
Hoovers, yeah.
I didn't realise that they were so popular because people went door to door
selling
them back in
the
day.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
That's nuts.
No, well, no. Well, that's before the internet.
Yeah, I suppose so.
So, yeah, the ended up as number one was the cigarette lighter. I didn't understand that. I thought it would have been either the iPhone or something
it
like
was
that.
It was the iPhone, wasn't
yeah,
it?
And yeah, and then so was the computer. But the computer as well.
And the iPod.
You thought that would have been at the top. Anyway, so I was thinking, that's all very well and good. They're always doing these top 100, top 10, top 5, whatever. But they ever do the worst of.
Yeah.
So, let's try and get, this afternoon on the show, the worst gadgets in the world ever. The ones you've bought that never use, or the ones that you bought that thought that would change your life forever and have never done it.
We've got our very own correspondent on the show who could, tell us the secret to
it's
the long
rubbish.
No, it's not John
because
Mellis.
First of all,
no,
I'm
no,
you know what?
I'm
never set
right
at the
now.
Right height, end up with a hunchback. because it's always a foot lower than it should be for me.
Barbara, right? Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah.
And whenever there are some top tips to living beyond 100 years old. And, you know, as the oldest listener in town, you've clearly discovered that three times over. So what is your...
Have you got one?
Really?
I think you've put me too much on the spot. I did use the fax machine, which I
really, Barbara.
Yeah.
So you tick on disasters with a kind of a chirpy chip and a smile and a skip.
Okay, that's
telling me something bad.
Craig confessed to me that whilst being slightly under the influence of,
you're not one for dwelling on the negative, Barbara.
No, I am not. Negativity creeps in and you've had it.
Don't keep you see look great. Yeah. It was a remote control.
See, the thing is, some of the top tips that we've heard about this morning, Barbara, include people who, let's see, we've got Scotland's oldest person, who, obviously, not you, Barbara.
So you have, tell
what
me
she did, she credits clean living and dodging jury duty. We've got another guy who's the world's oldest marathon runner, his name is Buster. He claims beer, cigarettes and red meat is what's kept him going all these years.
How big was it with this inflatable?
Control. About what? Waist?
No, well, that's really radio, Craig.
Waist height. So, yeah.
All right. Okay.
You look like the best thing ever on the TV. And, of course, I didn't realise I didn't actually need a remote control inflatable reindeer. But,
Yeah, because it's the first thing you think about when you move into a new house, isn't it? I mean, like, all the things I need, patio heaters. Oh, we haven't got a remote control reindeer yet. Better look out for one of those.
I'm still trying to work out what you would do with a remote control reindeer. Why was that invented? What was that all about? This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. You can listen again online at northsound1.com/listen again. And if you're worried about grown olds, this is a particular fear of mine. Gregsy and Breakfast were talking about this. Gregsy and Yaz talking about grown old and how maybe you could avoid that. And who do you get to help you? It's got to be the oldest listener in town. Here's some tips to long life from Gregsy at Breakfast.
We've got our very own correspondent, I think, on the show who could tell us the secret to long life. No, it's not John Mellis. No. You know who I'm going to phone right now? Barbara!
Hello?
Barbara!
Hello, dear.
Are you okay?
Yes.
There are some top tips to living beyond 100 years old. And, you know, as our as the oldest listener in town, you've clearly discovered that three times over. So, what is your... Be happy?
Yeah.
Really?
Have a happy approach to everything.
Really, Barbara?
Yes.
So you take on disasters with a kind of...
Absolutely.
A chirpy smile. Chip and a smile and a skip.
That's right. There is always a way around a situation. And if the more you make it a hard situation, the longer it takes you to get around it.
You're not one for dwelling on the negative, Barbara, are you?
No, I am not.
No.
Negativity creeps in and you've had it.
Yes. Yeah. See, the thing is, some of the top tips that we've heard about this morning, Barbara, include people who, let's see, we've got Scotland's oldest person, who, obviously, not you, Barbara, what she did, she credits clean living and dodging jury duty. We've got another guy who's the world's oldest marathon runner, who his name is Buster. He claims beer, cigarettes and red meat is what's kept him going all these years.
Well, I don't know about that. But no, I think it's just an attitude to life. If you enjoy life, it'll enjoy you, if you know what I mean.
Isn't she lovely? That's Barbara, the oldest listener in town on Gregsy Breakfast, talking about how to live long. You're checking out the Best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com. And here's what happened when I caught up with new girl band RD.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Very, very loud. Girls, first of all, get me to introduce yourself. Who have we got?
I'm Kronz, I'm the rapper.
I'm TK, singer.
And I'm Troy, also a singer.
Now, I read somewhere, I was going to call you a girl group, but you get quite offended that you're a girl group, but you're not a girl group. I read that somewhere. What's that all about?
We don't get offended, but we like to be called like a collective and a trio instead of a girl group, because we're three individuals and we haven't just been thrown together and just left to do the work. We've like gelled together for 3 years now. We had 6 months of boot camp together, so... Yeah, we like to call ourselves a collective.
Oh, boot camp, that sounds very X Factory. What was that all about?
Basically, it was like doing dancing, singing, styling, fitness, rapping, anything in the books. It's 10 till 6 every day in the one little box, which is in a rehearsal room, but we call it the box.
All right.
There every day. But yeah, that's basically what boot camp was.
Were you guys all living together at the time?
Nah.
No. So you still all live separately or do you live together?
No, we can't. Oh, hell no.
We all live at different spectrums of London. So yeah, I'm from South London.
And I'm from Tottenham, North London.
And I'm from Stratford, East London.
Now let's talk a little bit about the name. When I first heard I was going to be speaking to you guys, I had a little Google, had a little read of the Daily Star, but we'll talk about that in a minute. RD, what's the name all about?
RD actually does stand for Rough Diamonds.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. Rough Diamonds. What
Rough
a cool name.
Diamonds, yeah. I mean, it just sums us up individually and as a whole. As you can see, we're not like your average, you know, girly girls. We're quite edgy. We're quite tomboyish. We're like your homegirls sort of thing. So that's what the rough comes from, diamonds, because we, you know, we're ladies. As, you
yeah,
know.
So that's like...
We're also delicate.
Ladies with an edge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the new single's coming out soon. We're going to talk about that in a second. You'll be getting loads of PR from it. Read the Daily Star a couple of weeks ago, and you guys were in that. So you're going to be getting a lot of PR for the new single. Why don't you tell us all about it? Is it on the 2nd? Is it the 2nd of October? It's called Got Me Burning?
Yes, it is called. It's called Got Me Burning. It is going to be dropped 2nd of October. The song's just a feel-good tune. Like, for anyone that, you know, likes to go partying, raving, just have a good time. Like, it's that kind of song that will... just get you up off your chair and get you moving and get you really feeling it and make you smile. That's what we want. We want to do. We want people to smile for it.
And I think that's what the song's mainly about as well. Mm-hmm. Exactly what Cron's just said.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound1.com/listenagain.